This is Lisa Horlander, and please don't drink the paint water. The podcast, conversations between artists about our work and other great advice to survive as an artist. This is Lisa Horlander, and I'm glad you joined us today. I'm going to be talking to one of my old grad school buddies, John Miranda. He is a visual artist who focuses mainly in 2D encaustic paintings. He also makes sculptures that are similar to his encaustic paintings. Sometimes you'll see some of his sculptural work depicted in his paintings. They're fabulous. Well, I'm so glad to have you today, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Lisa?
Great. Okay, what's in your glass?
Coffee.
Coffee. You're the coffee drinker.
Awesome. Yeah, nothing but coffee. I should be drinking water, but it's just coffee all day.
That was me yesterday, actually. You know, it keeps you going.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Okay, so let's start off with, what is your favorite medium, and what is the one that you actually use? So I know the answer to this, but I'm kind of curious, what's your favorite one out of all the mediums that you use?
Geez, that's a tough one. You know, I've really been missing spray paint and mixed media on unprimed canvas.
Oh, yeah.
Although what I use now is just encaustic wax. But, you know, after doing encaustic for, you know, a little bit of time, it's like my fingers are just itching to dip into something else.
I bet. Okay, so spray paint, that's something you're itching to use again. When was the last time you used it?
I was actually over by Tyler, Texas, yesterday. I went to go visit a buddy over there. Went some friends, and we were just hanging out in his garage, you know, looking at his tools and, you know, studio space that he has. And I saw spray paint in a box, and, you know, I grabbed one of his scrap pieces of wood. I was like, hey, man, can I, you know, can I use some of your spray paint? And he was like, yeah.
That's
so,
great.
You know, I messed around with it a little bit, and I was just like, man, that is so cool.
That's great.
But yeah.
Yeah. You got to take it when it hits you. You're like, this needs to happen right now. Yes. Okay, so with that, what's your top creative tip or trick? So if someone is just getting started, getting their feet into the art world, creating things, finding their own practice, what tip do you think is maybe something you find the most useful?
Ooh, tip.
Besides jumping on the idea, right, when the spray paint's in front of you.
I guess one thing that, you know, people always say is make work. And at the end of the day, it kind of makes sense, because no matter what you're pursuing, you have to have a body of work.
Yeah.
So the least thing that you should be doing is making work, creating a body of work, whether if it's in different mediums or whatever it is that you're trying to figure out. Just keep making it. That way, when the opportunity comes for something, you have work to show. You have, you know, something to say, look, this is what I'm working on. This is what I have. That's my tip.
That's a great tip. I think if you could summarize what the most important thing someone's doing is just making. Just do. Make something. Okay, so John, what are you currently, what's your current body of work, if you can talk about it?
Oh, my current body of work, actually, I'm making panels for it right now.
Exciting. How big are they?
Actually, talking about making work, it's kind of trying to get into some kind of formula or something that I can... I guess it doesn't make much sense, but I've created four sizes.
Nice.
And I kind of sketched it out and got the measurements of how to do everything. So my smallest one is 51 inches by 21 and a half inches.
Oh, goodness. That's a good size.
The medium is 60 inches by 54. My large size is 72 inches by 30.
Oof.
And then my extra large is like... 68 inches by like 8 feet wide.
Oh gosh. So, that's so big.
Which is kind of cool, because it helps me in what I'm doing now, that I have all my measurements and working out of my living room. So I use the space, kind of try to use it wisely. So what I'm doing now is making just a bunch of panels. I have my measurements, so the space is just being used for making panels.
That's great.
Once the panels are done, I get them out of the way, and then I begin the painting process.
Do you listen to music?
Yes.
I was trying to think back in school. I was like, what was it?
I'm either watching Star Trek on my phone, or Or, yeah, I'm just listening to you know,
Awesome.
Spotify.
Star Trek in the background or music. Okay. Your inspiration go-tos. Here's a fun. I'm going to go ahead and jump into one of the questions that my son put together, our listeners' question for today, because it kind of jumps into this, is what was the hardest past project you've done?
Hardest past project.
Something from your past that you're just like, that was hard, but I'm glad I did it.
Man, I want to say, I don't know what. You talking about like an art project,
Yeah,
like
yeah,
some
yeah.
kind of.
Like, what was that one project in the past that you're just like, that was difficult, you know?
What I haven't really, I would say, the thing that I most difficult wasn't even the size of the painting, it was just the composition itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I can't, I'm trying to think of a project lately. They've just been, you know, I've been just making encaustic paintings on panels. I'm trying to think of the past.
No, that sounds pretty. I mean, shoot, you answered that in a different way than I expected. It's the composition. That is a big hard thing sometimes. It's to
Yeah,
make.
because even I was talking to somebody about the paintings, about, you know, the extra large size one versus a large one or a medium one. And I was like, it kind of takes the same amount of time to do an extra large than
Yeah.
it does a smaller one. It still takes me about a week.
Yeah.
But the ones that kill me are the ones to where I'm like, it's more about what I'm thinking and I'm double guessing myself or trying to change things or something. That's when that project becomes hard.
That makes sense. I could see that being something that would kind of throw you for a loop because size sometimes is not as important as the subject matter. But, all right, cool. Thanks. And let's jump into these questions from our one listener. Asher asked, what was a favorite art adventure?
Art adventure?
Yeah, so like, was there an art show that you went to that sticks out in your mind? Or maybe it was you traveled somewhere.
I'm so lame.
You
You know
traveled to
what?
Tyler, Texas. Come on now. That's a huge art adventure.
Oh yeah. Going to Tyler for graduate school.
That was fun. I'm sure glad you
My
did it.
when my friends would visit me, they would tell me, it's like, man, you're like a monk out here. Well, I'm like,
Yeah, pretty much.
In a way, I kind of was just, you know, staying in. But yeah, going from Dallas Fort Worth area to pursue graduate school in Tyler, Texas was kind of a big change just because of the distance from being used to being in the DFW area. But, you know, I mainly stay home anyway. So, and I've been wanting to, you know, have some kind of art adventures because I think about it all the time. I think there was. I don't think it's there anymore, but there was that Picasso Calder exhibition that
That's
was
right.
over in Houston, and I was like, man, Houston is like, I don't know, 3 4 hours from me. Like,
Yeah, it's
maybe I
not that
should have
bad.
told my buddies, be like, hey man, like we should go check this out, or you know, I haven't been to go check that out.
Well, next time I find one in the DFW area, I'll tell you. You have to join me.
Yeah. There's just like so many things here
There's
in
so many
Texas to go
things.
see that I've never really gone out of. Even here in the DFW area, I probably haven't seen
There's a
everything.
few like there was some cool things going at the DMA, and I got to see one, and I'm really glad I went because it was all of his Olive Grove paintings in one spot, and they're kind of my favorite. So that was a cool adventure. And they
My
might
buddy.
it might be open still. I think it might have just closed.
See, and I don't even remember when was the last time I went to the Nasher either, and I'm just
Oh,
like, well.
Nasher's got some cool stuff going on. Yeah, you gotta go see it.
Yeah,
Next time I'm up there, I'm gonna go tell you to come with me.
so my
It's
art
happening.
adventures are kind of like, I mean, I live literally 5 minutes from the Fort Worth Modern and you
Oh,
know, the
yeah.
Kimball and the Amon Carter, so I go there often.
All right, I got one other question. What was the wildest studio mate you've ever had? Like, did you ever have a studio mate who it just you have stories, good or bad?
You know, I've never had studio mates. I mean, the studio mates I had was at UT Tyler going to graduate school with, you know, who was there. But no, it was a good experience. You know, like everybody was just so different and working on different
Serious. I
stuff. Man,
always
that
love
was so
that.
cool.
That was a lot
You
of
know,
fun. I know.
yeah. I mean, I do miss the people in a way, you know, versus I'm just working here in my living room. Versus, you know, you would have walked by or somebody else would have walked by, and I get to interact and talk to people, and they talk to me about what they're making and their ideas and things like that.
Yeah, it makes it. I think the artist community is a really interesting side of things. Is if you get lucky enough to have a good group of people that you're around, it really does feed into how it grows.
Yeah.
You go see more art sometimes. Those are all my main questions. The last part was about, have you seen any good art lately? I talked about mine. I went and saw the Van Gogh exhibit at the Dallas Museum of Art. What have you seen lately? Has anything knocked your socks off?
No, because I haven't really been anywhere or seen anything much.
What about last year? I know that you came through during the open studio visits. Did you go see anything else at that time?
Yeah, there's just so much. You know, it's all so good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have been looking at a bunch of, mainly on Instagram, which it's like, man, I see everything digital versus actually, we see so much. It's just like all in our face all the time.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, I like it to be because I'm constantly just like looking at stuff.
That's great. I think that 2020 definitely pushed us into the realm more than it before of having a digital community over getting out and going to see things anymore.
Yeah.
At least for me, that's been, it's so much easier just to look online and see who's making what.
I've been wanting to go to the DMA because I love large paintings. And it's like, it's kind of hard to, you know, like where to go view them. But I do miss like their permanent collection.
Permanent collection is amazing. They had a really nice abstract from their permanent collection up that knocked my socks off. I think it was recently.
Yes, it was. Man, see? I didn't even go because I saw that they had posted it or something, and I was like, and I thought about it. I didn't really look into it because I saw a painting they had posted, and I was like, is that up now?
Yeah, that was my feeling. Is I walked through and I was going to walk by that area and going straight through to go see the Van Gogh first before I did anything else. And I looked to the left and I was like, that I have to go in there right now. It's a whole bunch of abstract expressionists that I've studied and I need to see that particular right there. And it was amazing. So,
and that stuff always knocks my socks off.
Oh, it was like, great. It was
crap.
Really, it was well paired. Like they had it kind of not in timelines, but in styles that reflected each other, or maybe a newer artist who was influenced by an older painting, and the painting was right there. And that was really cool to me. Nice curating on their part. Good job, Dallas Museum of Art, and pairing things up. Okay, John. So I will share this on social media where people can find you. I know you have a great Instagram that you keep updated with all your awesome encaustic paintings, and I'll have that up in the show notes. But John, it's been really great having you. It was fun to catch up.
Yeah, it was.
I know. Well, I'll have to have you back on some other time too. We'll keep doing this.
Okay, cool beans.
Cool. Well, take care, and thank you everyone for listening in. Tune in next time. We'll talk to another artist, talk about what's going on in their studio, some art news, and I would love for you to share with us your questions for the artist. Thanks for listening in. Thank you, podcasting wizards at TokiNet. If you want to start a podcast and sound amazing, I highly recommend you check them out. Don't forget, like this episode. It supports me and helps me make more podcasts. Also, check out the podcast's Instagram at Don't Drink Paint Water Podcast, yes, one word, to see pictures of what I've talked about and to leave your questions for my future guests. See you on the next episode of Don't Drink the Paint Water, the podcast.